just as I was finishing my radiotherapy, we were both sitting in the oncologist's office. He was my oncologist and my sister's, and he was also my mother's. I was trying to be well for myself and for my family, but I was utterly heartbroken for my mother.
Safe and sound.
The Cork's 96 FM Giving for Living Radiothon.
Listen Thursday from 6 a.m.
on Cork's 96 FM.
And I'm also joined by Tánaiste Micheál Martin. Tánaiste, I'm grateful for your time. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you, PJ, and I'm delighted again to be with you at the launch of Cork's 96 FM's Giving for Living Radiothon 2023. I want to pay tribute to you, to everybody on Radiothon. This is a truly unique event in Irish radio, and I'd say it's probably one of the most successful charity fundraisers in Ireland at this stage. I know that last year's event raised about 384,000, thanks to the generosity of 96 FM listeners, and over 5.9 million has been donated to your five charity partners over the last 15 years. You know, the charities that you've nominated are ones very close to my heart, the Mercy Hospital Foundation, Cork University Hospital, Breakthrough Cancer Research, Ark House, I attended their dinner recently,
yeah.
Marymount Hospice, likewise. All of those, I think, have a particular place in the hearts of Cork people.
There's hardly a family, Micheál, at one point or other won't be touched by one or more of those charities. I think that's why our listeners take it so much to heart every May.
I think so. And, you know, I've been, as I said, at various events for both Ark House, Marymount, Breakthrough Cancer in particular, and the number of people that whose families have benefited, you know, some loved one within their family have benefited from the care, the attention and the love that they received, I think is one of the reasons why this Radiothon is so popular.
If we get 100 of you signed up, that will be €15,000 guaranteed to Cork Cancer Services. We want you to become a friend, and here's why. I want you to listen to this. Turn up the radio and listen to Catherine and her story, all right?
So Darren spoke to Catherine. She was 19 when a trip to the Mercy Hospital for a bad stomach ache ended with a smear test and, unfortunately, the discovery of precancer cells. And having undergone treatment, she was given the all clear. But last year, between March and June, Catherine lost her stepfather, grandmother and her beloved mother, Pauline. And she spoke to us about Pauline's cancer journey.
My mother, when she first started complaining with symptoms, we were putting it down to change her life. And, oh, God, when I think back, she was so nervous about it. She had never had a smear. And, of course, I had been through the process. So I was saying, Mom, come on, you know, like, it's nothing. And when we went in there, I knew straight away, you know, the doctor was called in. And that's not normal, you know. And I said, is it cancer? And he said, I do think so. But we didn't even worry then. You know, cervical cancer is probably the most curable cancer out there now. And so we were kind of positive enough until, I suppose, she went through all her treatment. She flew through it, went in and sat down with the radiologist who said, you know, everything kind of went well. And to the day, a year later, you know, we were going back for the results. And all I was thinking, I laugh now when I think of it, like going out, was where we were going for dinner, you know, to celebrate. Like, I did not for 1 minute think we were walking into the news that we walked into.
Let you know, I'll wait for you every night. If you ever want to fall.
We actually met with her oncologist, and it was probably one of my biggest regrets, actually. I asked the question, you know, how long? And I could see that the oncologist didn't really want to answer it. And she was saying, look, let's just work now on the, you know, what we have. And my mom said, you know, answer. She asked a question, answer. And when she said 80 months, from there, from that day, I put a timeline on it. You know, I put a timeline on her life, and I could see her, you know. She kept saying February, and I was saying, Mom, no one actually told us that. They just said 18 months. It could be longer. She got through the month of February, and I said to her, now, all your worry. And, like, by the 5th of March, you know, she had passed.
What do you miss most about her?
Oh, God. We miss everything about her. Like, even I laugh and I say to my sister, I'd love her back even for just one fight. But just to have her back for like one day, you know, you pray for that day, John.
Then you'll know I'll wait for you every night. If you ever want one more night, if you ever want to make things right, if you ever want to change your life, I'll be waiting.
Do you still talk to her?
I do. I'd speak to her a lot, you know. Robins are my thing. I see a robin now and I'm nearly out talking to it, you know, thinking it's my mother, but they say speak to the soul, and I'm very religious. I have faith. We used to have so much hope about treatments and cancer trial drugs and saving. Now my hope is that there's an afterlife and I will be reunited with him, you know.
Look, you touched on it there again. How important is it to you more fundraising is done for cancer treatment research?
Honestly, Breakthrough Cancer, and this is the way, so get behind their mission, you know. I mean, their mission, 100% survival for 100% cancers. How amazing would that be? To think that, you know, my niece will never have to go through what she went through. I mean, all cancer charities are amazing, you know, they all work in individual ways. But for me, Breakthrough Cancer is the one that's going to crack it for the next generation.
If you ever want one more night, if you ever want to make things right, if you ever want to change your life,
is Graham Norton urging you to support the Giving for Living Radiothon on Cork's 96 FM.
Emery, we should have sound effects.
We should.
For
we
our
should
next,
for the next thing.
Paul Sloan. Paul Sloan, up at top of the hill. How are you, boy?
Very good, PJ, and yourself.
Are you going to be one of the fellas going,
I more than likely will be. I think I'll be the main fella. But look, it's for a good cause.
Chest waxing. Now, come on here. I've done some of these nights over the years. I did one years ago for, I think it's actually for the Irish Cancer Society. They're great fun. Tomorrow night, 27th of May.
Yes, great fun is right. For who?
For those watching.
For all the women watching, I think. Well.
All right, I want to go over to the phone because we got Nigel on the line. Now, Nigel works for Munters in Carrigaline. And to put it lightly, Nigel, you've been doing your bit for Radiothon.
Yes, yeah, we've done it over the last couple of years. We started, I suppose, three, maybe 4 years ago, but every year we try to top it. This year alone, from what we've raised from people outside entering the raffle and our own floor staff here, have raised 4,000 euros, and the company will match that then, which will bring us to just over 8,000 euros.
Amazing.
Oh my God, yeah, 8,000 euro. Amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
We want to give a shout out to Gordon, who roundabout now, I'd say exactly now actually, is stripping off alongside roughly about 30 to 50 people in Myrtleville. And round about now, they're going to be running into the water to do a dip in the nip.
I love it. The cheek of them.
The bare-faced cheek of them. What? I adore this. Round about 6.30 this evening, they're doing a dip in the nip in aid of the Giving for Living Radiothon. He says, come down for the crack. Which is amazing. Now, we did actually try to ring Gordon, but we realised he has no pockets to put his phone in, so all we can do is wish him the best. Gordon and all the gang there in Myrtleville running into the water for this evening's dip in the nip.
Hi everyone, it's Lyra. Please show some support for the Cork's 96FM Giving for Living Radiothon, raising money for Cork Cancer Services. So please support in any way you can on Cork's 96FM.
There are over 200 different types of cancer. I didn't know that. Each with a specific name, treatment and chance of being cured. There are 4,000 people diagnosed each year here in Cork alone. And by now, one in two people in Ireland will develop cancer during their lifetime. It's predicted that Ireland will see a doubling in the incidence of cancer by 2045. They are not things, not nice things rather, to read on the radio, but these are facts. And this is why more and more research and innovation is needed, more treatments are needed. And you know, maybe someday, who knows, someday they'll find the one cure. You never know. But until that day, the likes of Breakthrough Cancer Research and our other charity partners, all the gang working incredibly hard at Marymount, Cork Act Cancer Support House as well, they need your help. And that's what we're doing here on Radiothon. We're raising as much money as possible.
I research a type of brain tumour called a glioblastoma, and it commonly affects people around 50 and above, about 250 to 300 people in Ireland every single year. It is a tumour of the support cells of the brain. It has a very poor prognosis. Unfortunately, only 5% of people diagnosed with glioblastoma make it at a 5-year mark from diagnosis. It's often quite tricky to operate on because it grows quite invasive. So if you think that you can take any chemical into the body and it acts like a key into a lock, and it's called a receptor because it receives that key and it reduces a growth effect up or down, we'll say. I'm looking at a retinoid which can go into the cell, act on its receptor and hopefully suppress the growth of the cell. It can actually get into the brain, you don't need to do like a surgery for it. And then an awful lot of cancer takes a multidisciplinary approach, they say. So there's chemo, there's radiation, and there is surgery. So you're really relying on a combination of different therapies. So the one I'm looking at, it could be given alongside one of those other therapies. Ultimately, the aim is the right drug for the right patient at the right time.
How exactly do you go about doing something so huge like this?
It actually originally comes from the donation of biopsied tissue samples. So they are formed in certain labs into what we call cell lines. These are examples of a tumour or a cancer that we can grow in the lab so that we can try out our medicine and chemicals on them without harming anybody. And I try to mimic the human body. I keep it at 37 degrees. It's kept in like the right gas contents of oxygen and carbon dioxide, and it's kept in a moist environment, and I can experiment on them in the lab. So they were all generously donated as well by people who have had cancer and wanted to give samples for research. So that's what I'm doing, so I'm optimistic about what I'm seeing so far.
Cork's 96 FM Giving for Living Radiothon has now reached the halfway stage. It's all in aid of cancer services in Cork. All of the money raised in Cork stays in Cork. People have been dropping bags of coins into the world's biggest change collector for the Radiothon. Bus Éireann drivers are collecting at the bus station in Parnell Place across the day. James Casey says it's been good so far.
Sun is just rising above our heads there now. We're ready there now. The factor 15 is on and we're ready to go again for the rest of the day.
First day yesterday, how did it go?
Went very well. A lot of donations, big and small. But overall, yesterday was a success now, so we're hoping today and tomorrow will be even better.
These people have been speaking to Cork's 96 FM News as they dropped off their donations.
All year round, and we always have to come to the lads because they're so helpful and so nice down here. And the display is absolutely unbelievable.
Those charities are good causes as well, like Marymount, Cork Arc as well. Like.
It means an awful lot to me because my mother, father, my two brothers all passed away with cancer, and Marymount, God, they were very good to my late brother Thomas. So it's time now to give back.
Cork Airport, love taking off.
Traffic seems to be moving pretty well for now across the city, across the county. No reports of any incidents.
We have a traffic report in.
Yeah, let's go.
We do, yeah. Things are picking up really quickly around Saoirse Corkery, who donated €30. Laura Walsh as well, really picking up the pace with a €30 donation. Much the same around Sinead Toomey, €50. And of course, take caution around Sophie Atkinson with a €20 donation. If you've seen anything I haven't seen, such as Adam O'Donovan with a €50 donation, do text or WhatsApp your donations to 0833 96 96 96. I'm Ross Brown with the Street Fleet on Cork's 96 FM.
Casey and Ross in the morning.
My cancer is ovarian cancer. It's a very difficult one for women to have diagnosed because there are so many other things that the early symptoms can be confused with.
Someone said to me one time, Emery, it feels like the menopause. Well, if the menopause had a feeling.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, but what do you do if you have those symptoms in your 20s?
Yeah.
And, you know, women can have them in their 20s, their 30s, not just perimenopausal or menopausal or postmenopausal age women. And, you know, a lot of people would think that when you go for your cervical scan, that that's kind of it covered. Cervical scans do not detect ovarian cancer.
You can't say that loudly enough. You've said it before.
Misunderstood that way. So you cannot detect ovarian cancer with your cervical cancer check. So it's important to go for your breast scan. It's important to go for your cervical cancer scan. And it's important to get your bloods done every year, you know, regularly enough, so that the CA125, that's the kind of early marker blood test for ovarian cancer, that is part of something that you as a woman know about, and I had no clue.
Now, as well as us here in studio, the Cork's 96 FM Street Fleece will be out and about in various locations across Cork during the Giving for Living Radiothon. Ken Perrett is out and about right now. Let's go to Ken. Ken, what's going on?
It's the Giving for Living Radiothon on Cork's 96 FM, and one of our charity partners is, of course, Marymount, and that's where I am right now, and I'm with Tom English. Tom, I am standing in front of the most impressive display of cups, medals and boxing belts I've ever seen, including the Champions League trophy. Is that the Premier League trophy?
Yes, it is.
Tell me about them and how did you get them?
I suppose this all started off last year when St. Finbarr's, my club, won the football championship, and I bought into work for the same day, and it went down such a treat, and it was magical for all the residents to see and the staff. So this year I said I kind of do one better, and more so then again when the Bears again won the Hurling Championship Cup, I decided to reach out to the other clubs in the city, being Rockmount, which won the triple this year, the Munster Senior League, the King Cup and the Intermediate Cup. I reached out to Golf Society. I really covered every sport here. Cove Ramblers have their league, Munster Senior Cup here, Cork City have their cup here. So once I mentioned who was for and what I was doing, there was everyone on board.
And just to quickly mention, this is open for anyone to come out to Marymount from now until what time is there?
Possibly maybe about 1 or 2 o'clock today. We're very controlled in what there is visitors coming in and out. But
replicas are not. They're nice for a photo, aren't they?
Yeah, they're lovely for a photo. And as you can see, there's loads of people bustling around this morning. The residents, the staff, visitors coming in and out. So it's absolutely brilliant. And the weather helped it as well today.
On top of that, there's been loads of work going in behind the scenes of home baking and a proper coffee morning here as well.
Yes, it's fabulous. It's actually great to see everyone really got behind it.
Well, listen, thanks to you guys in Marymount.
You have a little 5-year-old lad, and I guess that was a difficult conversation. Or how did you plan that conversation?
Yeah, well, we have Conog. He's amazing. And we were advised by the nurse to tell Conog, you know, it's really important so they don't feel left out or excluded. And he's unbelievable, and he can pick up on things anyway. So, you know, we're a small family. He's our only child. So this is our unit, and we wanted him to be involved in this. So we decided that just before any big change happened, for example, my hair falling out or something, that we were going to let him know. So last Sunday, we sat him down after his dinner, and I said, you know, Mommy's a little bit sick at the minute. She's got something called cancer. And he said, what's cancer? And I said, well, you have these little cells in your body, and they're a little like Lego blocks. And cancer is when some of those little Lego blocks, they grow the wrong way or they go the wrong direction. And the doctor will give me medicine, and that medicine will fix them back into the correct place, and it'll even take some away. And he said, all right, okay. And I said, now the problem is that the medicine can make my hair fall out. And he said, all of it? And I went, yeah. And I had some scarves that I already bought. So I had them down. I said, but I can put these on my head instead. Do you want to try? So he tried to put them on. We actually had great fun doing that because he had them all over the place. And then he said, it was funny because it was almost like he needed to have a physical representation of what being sick was. So he said to me, so when your hair falls out, will you need to have a rest? And I said, I will, you know, I probably will. And he went, oh, great, that's okay. I can go round to Michal's house and play a Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
So, I know. So I said, you know what, Canoke, we'll get you a Nintendo Switch. So now every day since, he's been coming home asking me, has my hair fallen out yet?
So open up a text message right now. How many do we need?
We need 22 more.
Oh my
22
God.
More.
Yeah.
We can do
on.
What we're asking you to do is become a friend of Radiothon.
21 more.
Okay, a friend. Text friend and your name and details to 0833 96 96 96. We know you're out there.
19 more.
We know you're looking at your phone. You know that...
Trying to decide.
Let me just read this message from somebody. Yeah. I've been a friend of Radiothon and I urge people to sign up. Honestly, you don't miss it. It's such a worthy cause. I became a friend 9 or 10 years ago, maybe longer. Please sign me up again, Gillian.
Oh, Gillian.
Thank you so much,
well
Gillian.
Done. 16 more left. Oh, we need
Irene O'Neill, you are a friend. Thank you so much. Evelyn Buckley, you have just signed up. You are a friend.
15 more.
This is brilliant, lads.
15 more, okay?
Keep it going.
I think we're down to 13.
Wait,
10 more.
Come
10.
On.
We're down to 10.
Come on.
All right.
Text the word friend to 0833 96 96 96.
Come on, folks.
You can do it.
We're at 160 at the moment.
We
can
do
this. We're at 164, lads.
Oh, we're so close.
Sean Oak. Come on, Cork.
I didn't even promise anyone a shift if we broke the record or anything.
Thank God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We've just broken it. 171.
Yay!
Yay! Keep them coming, though. Keep
come
them
on,
coming.
Come on.
Yes, everybody, it's Tom Grennan, and I want to wish you all the best of luck with Radiothon. Raise loads of money. Honestly, you lot are amazing. Love you all. Have a good one. Take it easy. Love ya.
Cork's 96 FM.
I'm always talking on the opinion line in general, whenever health stuff comes up, particularly men's health, about the fact that we are our own worst enemy. We just, I'll be fine. I'll be grand.
Tough it out.
Pain in me back, I'll be fine. Pain in me belly, I'll be fine. We tough it out, we get on with it. It's just the way we're made up. Have a listen to this. Ross Brown has been speaking with Suzanne. Now, Suzanne's partner, Martin, passed away last Christmas. He was only 50. He thought he had piles. And he put off going to the doctor. If he'd gone earlier, things would have been different.
In 2012, Martin got cancer for the second time.
Okay.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2012, and he was in remission for a long, long time.
Until?
January 2022.
22, really?
He would have suffered from piles over the years. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'd say to him, why don't you go to the doctor? I'm not going down, showing her on my backside. He'd be sore, you know, things like that, and bleeding and stuff. And then when we went to Amsterdam in July of 2022, we went, this notion, we'd hire a bike and cycle. We came back to the hotel and Martin fainted. And there happened to be a doctor in the hotel who said, what's wrong? And Martin told him the truth, saying, "My, you know, I've pain up through me." And the doctor looked at it and said, his exact words were, my good man, he said, that's not piles, he says, that's cancer.
Same old us, before we learned our truth, too late. Resigned to fading away.
So what happened around Christmas of last year?
On the Thursday, we went in for the checkup. We got the good news, they had worked, so he was in great form. He was saying, oh, I'll be able to go to the Puckfada in White's Cross because Martin is mad at GA. And on the Sunday, he fell asleep afterwards, and when he woke up, he said, I don't feel great. So then the following morning, I was trying to wake him up to go in. He was going in to finish, start his last round of chemotherapy, and I couldn't wake him up. I rang for an ambulance, and we came in, and they said he had contracted strep A. It caused septicemia to set in. His lungs were filling up, and they said to me, we're going to put him to sleep to give his lungs the best shot. And so he just took my hand and he kissed my hand, and I said to him, I'll see you later, we'll wake you up in a couple of days and you'll be perfect. And that was the last time I spoke to him.
Hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. If only I could wake you up, my love, my love, my love, my love.
just fought so, so hard. He held on until Christmas night into St. Stephen's Day, and then we turned off the machine on St. Stephen's Day. But he did say to me at one stage, he said, you know, I wish I'd gone to the doctor when you told me go, when I had problems 2 years before that.
How are you, if you're 5 months in, how are the kids holding up? And
it's the small things I miss. It's like, I would send him about 50 texts an hour. Yeah, it's very, very difficult without him.
Yeah,
it's incredibly lonely.
So won't you stay and hold me while you wait?
The hospital checked in with us and everything, and like the one thing Martin did say was the Glendora unit in the CUH, that's where we went. People don't realise that money you give every month, that helps there as well. When you go in, you can have a cup of tea and a sandwich, and it's free. Like, yeah, you're not looking to go down to the canteen or whatever. Your parking is reduced payment. I mean, financially, you're struggling as well when you're sick. And I mean, Martin did say about the Glendora unit, he felt like a person there, not a person with cancer. Support this. Your money is a small amount of money, but can you see how far it stretches? It's invaluable.
Your message to the people out there who are listening, aside from donate to the local cancer services, is get checked out.
Just go. It's better to go at the start. It's a small problem than be at the end of it and be fighting for your life, because, you know, if you get checked out at the start, maybe you'd have a better chance.
My love, my love, my love, won't you stay?
Come on, guys.
All right, friend in your name and details. 0833 96 96 96. We have 1 minute left.
1 minute left.
Three more people. We're at 190. 190. 10 more people. Tell them how much money 100 gets.
How much?
It's 15 grand. So we nearly have 30 grand already in 1 year for cancer services with just the friends alone. One, two, three. Three more. Wait, oh, ooh. Ross. No, no, sorry. Ross, I will shift you. No. We're not looking for shifts.
Don't want to sign up to that.
We just got a once-off donation from Janssen Pharmaceutical employees of 1,000 euro as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we just got another friend. We're at 191. We need 9 more people. Come on.
We can do it.
Margaret Maguire, thank you for being a friend.
Margaret,
Kelleher, Kira O'Connor, Ruth Dolan.
Three, four, five, six.
Where are we?
We're at 198.
198. Two more. Come on. 200.
Irene O'Keefe and Cathy Spillane, thank you so much for signing up.
Sean Walsh. We can do it. Come on.
Sean Walsh.
Hang on.
Gillian Dilworth.
They just kicked me out of the text machine again.
I'm here. I'm in. Mary McKernan and Cove, Sean Walsh and Geraldine Dilworth makes 200 people.
Boom.
That is absolutely stunning.
Oh,
stunning.
Wow.
Now, if you remember this time last year, when I was sitting here, I announced that the total for last year was €383,973.
And how many cent?
68 cents.
That's important.
Very important.
Yeah.
And I remember that. I'm now delighted to announce that the total raised in the 2023 Cork's 96FM Giving for Living Radiothon is €429,597.
What an absolutely breathtaking result.